Thank you. Imraya Shalay, Aspikulai Mayim Shalanu. So we're talking about the Mayim Shalanu. That's the water you have to take for the matzahs. You have to let it sit overnight. So if you see that Shalay, Aspikulai Mayim Shalanu. Let's say he doesn't have enough Mayim Shalanu. Mutar Lahaysef Lasaif and Shar Mayim. It's mutter to him to add on more water to it. Right? As long as the majority of the water is the water that stayed overnight, should be 2/3 mayim shalano. Meaning, it's preferable if you get the water from a plume, meaning from plumbing, from a pump, or from water that has not, you know, from underground water that the sun hasn't shined on it. Fine. When you bake on Sunday, you need to draw the water on Thursday night. Because you can't be mitzamtzim ben hashmashos and you're not allowed to draw the water. I mean, you can't figure out exactly what it is. When you and you're not drawing it on Yom Yisha be'erev Shabbos, you should draw it on Erev Shabbos, la'achar mincha, after mincha, ebe Shabbos ha'yidei akum, or Shabbos through a goy. Ein lishpoich. See, it's interesting. You can even, it's saying that this is enough of a reason to do an Isser on Shabbos with a goy.
You can do, what's it called? That's strange, no?
Yeah, it's a chiddush. I mean, I don't know. It's a chiddush. I mean, it's that you're allowed to, for a tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to ask a guy to do malacha on Shabbos. Yeah, Tess. Ein lishpach is a mayim mipnei hames. Meaning, there's a hanhaga that when somebody dies in the neighborhood or in the house, you spill out all the water. So he's saying you shouldn't do that with the mayim shalanu. Right, I mean, tkufa, or for tkufa, that means when they, the different seasons when they change. So then there's a Kabbalistic thing not to drink any water. You could do it because shomer mitzvahs will not know from anything bad. If you know that the tkufa is going to come out and people spill out the water, you should put it into the water. Right. Meaning, I think it means, meaning when the if you happen to calculate the tkufa, so then what you should do is put into the water chatichas barzel, a piece of metal, katan v'naki, small and clean, k'may machad, like a needle, v'yetali b'chut, and you should hang it on the string, shalei yitzdarach achakach, l'achnes es hayad l'seichamayim, so you don't have to stick your water into the water, your hand at the door, because you don't want to stick your hand at the door, because your hand is warm. Again, you don't want any of the water becoming warm prematurely. So you put metal into it with the string attached. Lakachas oisai, right, in order to take it out. Again, I should read that sentence without stopping. So you shouldn't have to stick your hand into the water to take out the metal. You'll be able to pull it out with the string. Okay. Simen kuf yod dine halisha vafia samatzis. So the kneading and the baking of the matzahs of test vav seifim. So tanner sha'afu by chametz k'sharoyt zelevas by matzahs. So a tanner that of oven that you want to bake that with chametz was baked in it, and you want to bake matzahs in it. Tzarach la'achshira yedei libun ba'or. You have to, the way you kasher it is with fire, because we know the rule that whatever way chametz goes in, then meaning if it goes in with water, you kasher with water. If it goes in with fire, you got a kasha with fire. So an oven goes in with fire. Da'ainu, she'esiko kol kach, that you heat it up so much, achiyu nitzaitis nitazim emenu, until the sparks fly out from it. Kibe pachas mizeh, because less than this, lo yihavi liban gomer, that's not considered liban gomer. It needs to get hot enough that it sparks. Tzarek lizar, she'yelcho ha'gacholam ha'pnei kula, and you have to make sure that the Gecholim, the coals go all over the place. And it's best to scrape it and shovel it out, clean it out well, achara hesek, after it's heated up, and wait until it gets a little cool. Then heat it up for the matzahs, not right after the liban. Meaning you should wait. You put in the new coals, you burn it up, and then take them out, the kids are saying, and not use the existing heat to kasha. Right? The Star K holds that when you're kashering an oven from milchiks to fleishiks, or like you go to an Airbnb and you're kashering it, from treif to kosher, so they hold you should let the oven cool off first before using it. Which I don't think that's the popular psak, but it's mashmal in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch like the Star K. Beis, yesh noyeg l'tuach is a taner b'karka chadosha. There are those that are noyeg to shmir the oven b'karka chadosha with new earth, kadesh l'yitzdarcha l'achshira, in order that you shouldn't be able to make it kosher al yedei hesek by lighting it up. That's a meaning some are saying to basically remove the bottom of the oven. Right, because the chametz that's absorbed on the roof and on the walls, right? Who it's gonna be, it's gonna excrete the taste of the chametz through the libun. That's gonna, the flame is gonna go burn out the chametz that's absorbed in the walls. And it's a nice minig. But you have to smear it with a very thick karka, at least the thickness of a finger. Or more, on the face of the whole thing. But to put a little bit of a coating, that doesn't help anything. Gimel, ain lashin, we cannot need. You can only do it in a house that has a roof. You can't do it outside. Not near an open window. Even if the sun doesn't shine there, that's why all these matzah bakeries have no windows, no anything. But if the windows are closed, and there's glass, then mutter. Then it's mutter as long as the sun doesn't shine there, because that could really make it bad. Because the sun through a window can make it very hot. If the sun is shining there, then a glass window doesn't help. El tzarich lifras vilon, you have to spread out a curtain, b'makom zrichas hachama, meaning put up a window shade where the sun shines. You got to make sure that the house is not too hot. Fine, dalet ein lashon isa gedolah yosim mishir challah. You should not knead dough more than a shear of challah, right? Which is about 2 pounds, what about 2.5 pounds to 5 pounds, whatever it is. Yeah, the type lemayit, and it's best to make a little less. Kishiro b'senozal shema isa gedayla yosim b'shir challah. If the dough that you're kneading is bigger than the shir challah, I ashalasik ba b'pamachas. You can't knead the dough at one time. Meaning you're gonna end up leaving parts of the dough unneeded, and it's going to turn into chametz. Part of it's going to be there without being worked on. Since we're afraid that maybe it'll become chametz. If somebody needed a very soft dough, then don't add flour. Normally, if your dough is too thin, so what you do is you add flour. Shouldn't do that here, because we're afraid again for anything with chametz. Right, but if you did it, then it is okay. Hey, when you're measuring out the kemach, don't push it, don't press down. Because then we're afraid that it's not going to be kneaded well. And in the matzah, you can have a little bit of flour. And then when you put it into cooked food, your chametz is going to become chametz. That is the source, or one of the sources, for what we call gebrochts, right? Which is that people don't add matzah to anything liquid because they're afraid that there's a little bit of flour in there that will get cooked. Very hard to say with the matzahs that we have nowadays. The Sfardi matzahs, you could hear that. That's much softer. Right? You also should make sure you don't keep the flour near the water, because you don't want the dust from the flour to go into the water. Somebody who measures flour, he shouldn't come near the dough or the water. You shouldn't put your hand even on the flour for no reason, because the hand gets heated up a little bit. So again, we have all these wild chumras with matzahs to try and prevent any sort of premature chametz. Okay, we will stop over there.